Now, students, parents and teachers are being promised that a network of dedicated public health teams will be deployed from next week as part of the effort to stem any spread of COVID-19 in schools when they reopen after the Halloween break. Teachers' unions, school managers and officials from the Department of Education have been meeting this week to discuss measures aimed particularly at schools, including a public awareness campaign. At a news conference earlier, the Taoiseach said that the department is working with public health officials and all the teachers' unions. Mr. Martin said the schools will reopen on Monday.
There's a genuine and general desire to keep our schools open. To me, children at school is essential for their mental well-being and their socialisation and also in terms of their life chances subsequently. So this is a very, very important national objective for the country, that we look after the generation of this generation of children and that they don't become victims of this virus too into the future. So we will do everything we possibly can to support teachers, SNAs, school secretaries, everybody who works in the school environment, to keep our school environment safe.
Can you tell parents today that schools will definitely open on Monday?
Yes.
And it's only 4 days away.
Yeah, we have nothing to say that they will not. We're saying they will open. Of course they will open on Monday. And we'll continue the engagement with all the partners, but they will open on Monday. Yeah.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking a little while ago. Members of the Secondary School Teachers Union, the ASTI, of course, have already voted for industrial action, including strike action, if the government doesn't address its concerns. We can talk now to Michael Gillespie, who's General Secretary of the other main second-level teachers union, the TUI. A very good afternoon to you, Michael Gillespie, and thanks for taking our call.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Now, you, I understand, are among those on the union side who've met officials in the Department of Education and others concerned with this. What have you been told about what's going to be in place from next Monday when schools are due to reopen?
Well, we've been told that there's going to be a considerable upgrading and enhancement of the public health teams that are going to be dealing with positive cases and contact tracing, so that we won't have any repeat of what's happened over the last 3 or 4 weeks where the system appeared to get overwhelmed as the numbers went up. So the explanations and assurances we got yesterday have come some of the way to reassuring our members and ourselves that our concerns are being taken seriously. Now, as the Taoiseach said there, the TUI is also committed to making sure schools stay open. But to do that, teachers need to be assured that the resources and the protections are there. And the public health risk assessment and the support from public health is very important in schools.
Have you been given, though, the kind of detail in relation, for example, to these dedicated teams of public health officials? Have you got the detail about how they'll operate, numbers involved, the scale of that, that gives you the kind of reassurance you're looking for?
Yeah, they've said that they've been considerably enhanced, and for the first time, it's going to be a team. It's going to be jointly operating between the Department of Health and the Department of Education, and that they will be able to do the public health risk assessments in schools. Now, public health risk assessments are very crucial here, because if a principal is contacted or a school is contacted for close contacts from a positive case, it's a big call, because immediately, if you don't get it right, a teacher or a student is out of school for 14 days, has been identified by a close contact. So we've been looking consistently for the last number of weeks for accuracy and efficiency in this, so that we know exactly what the parameters are. Now, they're stating that that's going to be clarified and operating perfectly from Monday. Now, the proof will be in the pudding from Monday, whether they're going to achieve that. But they're saying they're putting the resources in to alleviate our worries and, as I said, the concerns we've been raising for the last number of weeks on this.
Because one of the concerns of many teachers has been the turnaround time and what some see as the delays in turning around these tests and actually tracking down those close contacts. Are you confident that the time that's taken will be the absolute optimum?
Well, we think that everything should be turned around immediately, because, as I said, the big consequence here is teachers could be out for 14 days, and we all know that there's a teacher supply issue. So it's a big call, for a teacher to be out for 14 days. Now, they're saying they can turn it around in 24 hours. Look, as I said, they've given us this commitment. They gave it to us yesterday at a meeting we had, and we're holding them to that, yeah.
So as of now, TUI members will be back in front of their classes as and from Monday?
Absolutely, but we'll be continuously raising our concerns and our worries, and we need the support. The TUI had called for an audit that all the resources and everything would be made available, because what we have now is guarantees for this term, but we now know this is going to last the full year. So we need a full audit of what's required to resource schools and keep them open. It was teachers and principals opened schools in September, and it will be teachers and principals that keep schools open for the rest of the year. So they need the resources and the backing to do that.
Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.